Hello, friend. Today we are going to read a short story called Carla's Birthday at the Circus. I will read the story first, then you will read with me. Point to the words as I read. Listen as I read and visualize or make a movie in your mind of what is happening in the story. Carla's Birthday at the Circus. Sunday was Carla's third birthday. Mom and Dad were taking her to the circus with her brother, Kirk. Carla was excited and was running in circles, chirping like a bird. When it was time to go, Mom helped Carla get dressed. Carla got her rainbow shirt and started to put it on. "That shirt has dirt on it," Mom said. Mom got Carla's giraffe shirt for her to put on. Carla was not thrilled. Kirk said, "The giraffe shirt will be perfect for the circus, Carla." Mom had a smirk on her face as she helped Carla put her giraffe shirt on. When Carla got the giraffe shirt on, she twirled and whirled in circles. They left for the circus and were the first to get in line. When they got inside, Carla and Kirk each got a snack. Carla was so excited and she did more twirls and dropped her snack in the dirt. "Don't be sad, Carla," said Kirk. "You can have a third of mine." Mom, Dad, Kirk, and Carla went to sit and wait for the circus to start. Carla had the best birthday at her first circus. Now, let's choral read together. Point to the words and try to keep your voice with mine. Sunday was Carla's third birthday. Mom and Dad were taking her to the circus with her brother, Kirk. Carla was excited and was running in circles, chirping like a bird. When it was time to go, Mom helped Carla get dressed. Carla got her rainbow shirt and started to put it on. "That shirt has dirt on it," Mom said. Mom got Carla's giraffe shirt for her to put on. Carla was not thrilled. Kirk said, "The giraffe shirt will be perfect for the circus, Carla." Mom had a smirk on her face as she helped Carla put her giraffe shirt on. When Carla got the giraffe shirt on, she twirled and whirled in circles. They left for the circus and were the first to get in line. When they got inside, Carla and Kirk each got a snack. Carla was so excited that she did more twirls and dropped her snack in the dirt. "Don't be sad, Carla," said Kirk. "You can have a third of mine." Mom, Dad, Kirk, and Carla went to sit and wait for the circus to start. Carla had the best birthday at her first circus. For the last reading, let's read the story together using a whisper voice. Sunday was Carla's third birthday. Mom and Dad were taking her to the circus with her brother, Kirk. Carla was excited and was running in circles, chirping like a bird. When it was time to go, Mom helped Carla get dressed. Carla got her rainbow shirt and started to put it on. "That shirt has dirt on it," Mom said. Mom got Carla's giraffe shirt for her to put on. Carla was not thrilled. Kirk said, "The giraffe sure will be the perfect for the circus, Carla." Mom had a smirk on her face as she helped Carla put her giraffe shirt on. When Carla got the giraffe shirt on, she twirled and whirled in circles. They left for the circus and were the first to get in line. When they got inside, Carla and Kirk each got a snack. Carla was so excited that she did more twirls and dropped her snack in the dirt. "Don't be sad, Carla," said Kirk. "You can have a third of mine." Mom, Dad, Kirk, and Carla went to sit and wait for the circus to start. Carla had the best birthday at her first circus. Thank you for reading with me today, friend.